Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today the question that we are going to discuss, which relates to some misconceptions regarding the Islamic customs and etiquette, is the fact that is aqiqah a part of an Islamic custom? Is it an Islamic custom which is prescribed by the sources of Islam? Now, in this regard, we know that the Quran is absolutely silent on this issue, and there is no mention of any aqiqah in the Quran. And if we study history, we will come to know that aqiqah was a part of the Arab Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic Arabia, in which the various customs prevailed. Amongst those customs was the custom of aqiqah. And the concept of aqiqah, or the custom of aqiqah, was that whenever there was a birth, or whenever a child was born in a family, people were they would sacrifice an animal, and then they would spill the blood of that animal on the forehead of the newborn boy or a girl, and then they would shave off her head or his head. And the concept would be, the philosophy would be, that this blood actually saves that young one from various calamities. So it was basically a superstition which was attached to it. Now, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked in his own times that if aqiqah is something which should be allowed, or is it allowed, and he strongly refuted in his answer, he said, "Ana la uhibbu al-uquq," which meant that he does not like this ceremony of aqiqah. However, he said that if there is a birth in a family and someone sacrifices an animal as a gratitude to God for this, and of course there is no harm in it. So therefore we should understand the fact that there is no concept of aqiqah, the aqiqah of Jahiliyyah, the way it existed in the Arab society. All that the Prophet sanctioned was that if there is a birth in a family, then of course if a person sacrifices an animal to show his gratitude to God for that newly born baby, then of course there is nothing which can be objected to. In fact, it is something which is a very commendable thing if a person can do that. Another thing which needs to be understood is that shaving a boy's or a girl's head at that instant is also something which is not at all a part of any Islamic tradition. However, if a family wishes, if parents think that shaving off the head is something which is, for example, hygienically or medically something which is better for the child, of course then they can do that. But they should know that this is no directive of religion at all. If they want to keep their baby's hair, it is up to them. And if they want to shave it off, this is up to them as well. So therefore, it has to be understood in a nutshell that aqiqah is no Islamic custom at all. The Prophet disapproved this in very explicit words. And he said that if a person wants to show his gratitude at the birth of a newborn baby, then of course he can, if he wants to, he can sacrifice a goat or an animal to show his gratitude and his thankfulness to God. And again, this is something which is recommended, but it cannot be said that aqiqah per se, aqiqah the way it existed in the Arab Jahiliyyah, was ever adopted by Islam. So aqiqah is no custom of Islam. It's not a sunnah at all of the Prophet. And all that the Prophet has asked us, and that too, if we want to, is that we can, if we want to show our gratitude to God, we can sacrifice an animal to show our thankfulness to God. And of course, we can adopt other means as well to show this thankfulness. So the bottom line is that aqiqah is no Islamic custom, and Muslims should be very well aware of this fact. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات